Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to another fantastic Friday on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. Tonight, as we present the Queen's Court, yes, the ladies are taking over. So sit back and relax and see what the ladies have in store for you. But as always, I'm starting God off right. I pray with Evangelist Clayton. So sit back, relax, and have a great night with the Queen's Court here on the Six Sides Radio Network.
Good afternoon. Hallelujah. Giving honor to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. With our everything tonight, and without Christ, we can do absolutely nothing. And with Christ, we can do all things. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we repent, God, of anything said, done, omission, commission, to grieve you, Lord, or to displease you, God, or disrespected you, Father God, in any way, form, or fashion. We ask for your forgiveness tonight, Father God. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, God, and create in us a clean heart, renewing that right spirit within us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Like no other, God, you are worthy of the praise, God. Like no other, God, you are all-powerful, you are almighty, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You are, Father God, our physician. You are our counselor tonight, God. You are our representative tonight, Father God. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, God. You are our road of Sharon and our lily of the valley tonight. You are that bridge over troubled water tonight. Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being who you are, Father God, all by yourself tonight, God. We thank you, Father God, for moving, God, beyond any situation or any circumstances, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for being the doctor on call tonight, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, leading God us, Father God, on that path of righteousness. For your name's sake, God. And even though, God, we go through some valleys of the shadow of death, God, we shall fear no evil, God, for you are with us, Father God. Thy Lord and thy staff are comfort us, God. We thank you for your comfort tonight, Father God. We thank you, God, for hearing our humble cry tonight, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, you are the same God, Father God, that healed the woman with the issue of blood, Father God. You are that same God tonight. That hear the blind eyes, God. You are the same God, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, if I can just touch the hem of your garment, that I will be made whole tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, make us whole tonight, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, look down upon Six Sides Radio Network tonight, God. Look down upon AJ and the squad, God. Look down on the Queen's Court tonight, Father God. Show up and you show out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We know, God, that you're able, God, to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we know, God, that you're everywhere tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know, God, that you are everywhere. You're at every hospital, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We know you're at every recovering unit tonight, God. We know that you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. We know that you make house calls, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Like no other, God, you're worthy of the praise, Father God. Father God, we ask, God, that you would touch our dear sister tonight, Father God, queen tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You will touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. She yours, God, and you know all about her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Strengthen her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Encourage her heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your grace and your mercy is sufficient, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask that you touch Brother Tony tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as he's hospitalized, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But your word, Father God, continue to go on, Father God. Touch Brother Tony in a special way, Father God. Touch him from the crown of his head to the soul.
I'm just here. It's here.
Queen Nye, Father God, move on behalf of Queen Nye tonight, God. Like no other, God, you're worthy of the praise, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, leading God as God on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. Touch them, God, just where they at, God. And all the others, Father God, that are hospitalized tonight, all over the world, God. Touch them in a special way, God. You performing miracles, God. You performing breakthroughs tonight. You're delivering tonight, Father God. You're recovering tonight, Father God. You're reviving tonight, Father God. You're moving, God, in situations and circumstances, God, beyond our imagination, God, like no other, God. You bless those, God, that's laying on the bed of affliction, God, in the name of Jesus, God, like no other, God. Lord, we ask that you look down upon the speaker tonight, God, whomever that she may be, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you know who she is, God, and what she stands in the need of, God. So meet every need, God. And Father God, let your word be yea, and let your nay be nay, God, and let your truth be told, Father God, in the name of Jesus, like no other, God. You're worthy to be praised, God. Lord, we're going to give you the praise tonight. Lord, we ask that you send your healing hands, God, through every facility, God, every household, God, every sick individual, God, whatever they stand in the need of, whether it's physical, mentally, psychologically, or emotionally, or financially, God. Do it like you say that you would, Father God. And, Lord, we're going to give you the praise. And, Lord, we're going to glorify your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And I ask that you touch me in a special way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, like no other. We know that your hand print, God. When your hand touch, God, you speak, God, and it's already done, God. When you spoke to the wind and the wind obeyed, God. Father God, you're doing the same thing in your children tonight. Speak, God. Speak, God, and you get the glory out of them, God. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, leading God, be blessed, Brother AJ, Father God. In the name of Jesus and the squad, God, that's the Queen's Court tonight. Father God, you made us. You made us beautiful and wonderfully made, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you the glory, God, and we're going to praise your holy name like no other, God. Lord, we turn it all over to you, and we are in your hands, God, like no other, God. And, Lord, we claim that the victory is already won. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Absolutely beautiful, as always. Thank you so much for that. Oh, good evening, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hope all is well. We'll continue with our opening. I'm praying that everybody is doing good, and after that prayer, you probably will be if you're not. So.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yes. Just take a moment. Just take a moment to tell them thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Just take a moment to tell them thank
you. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
He don't want nothing from you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy, God. You're worthy.
Thank you.
You're worthy, God. You're worthy.
Thank you.
You're worthy.
If you listen to this program, if you listen to this radio show, you have ample opportunities to say thank you. You just say thank you. You ain't got to go down the list. You ain't got to modify it. Just say thank you. If you could not be able to say thank you, just tell them thank you. That's all. Just say thank you. If you can't say a word, just raise your hand. Just raise your hand.
Thank you.
Thank you.
AJ.
Yes.
Hey, did
good.
You,
you all right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Whenever you are ready, let me know.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you for
your... Oh. Oh, God. Oh, but I can say to you, God, I believe and I trust in you, God.
God, we just are all thankful for you.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Queen's Court along with AJ and the Squad. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Boy, hey, going over here. Let's have this little sit down and little talk about something.
Okay, Dad, come over here and sit down.
All right, dear boy. Now, what you know back there about breast cancer, boy?
Breast cancer? Dad, what you talking about? I'm a man. Young man. We don't get breast cancer.
Yes, you do, boy. Yes, you do. Men get breast cancer. Yeah. You got a breast.
No, Dad, I got a chest. See? I got a chest.
No, boy, that's a breast. Got to know your body parts. That there will be right. Let me tell you something there, boy.
Okay.
All right, there, boy. Men and women have breasts. And this is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. In the month of October. Now, there, boy, there comes a time where you have to sit there and do this. Uh-huh. And do that. Uh-huh.
And what can I do that for?
And that's how you check for something that's abnormal, boy. So you get in this here shower, you're going to do like this, and you're going to do like that, and you're going to check yourself out.
How that where you learn that from?
I learned that there. How do you check for breast cancer on both males and females? And he'll show up a diaphragm, and he'll show you how to do it.
How that, I think it's cool. How that, you learned about breast cancer?
But what about that there lady?
What lady?
You mean that there lady in our church that had didn't have that breast cancer? And she's a survivor.
Yeah, that. I know about it. I know that. Hey, ain't she supposed to sing on that? Be on that there show?
What that there show be?
AJ and the Squad.
And that there be right. So coming up tonight, for that there good old Queen's Court, we got that there lady coming up on here and talking about that there breast cancer. Ain't there something else there, boy?
Watch that be, Dad.
Men get breast cancer and women get breast cancer. It's not about just checking your front, but you go right there on your own pit, right down back there to that there shoulder blade, and you check for anything abnormal. You just don't do it on this month, but you do it every chance you get in the shower. Check yourself.
Dad, I mean, checking yourself, what's that going to do?
Boy, checking yourself is a way for early detection. Now, you're going to learn more about that there stuff on this here show tonight starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. So you got your popcorn and everything there ready, boy?
I sure do. I just got to drive in that one.
Well, get your phone. Get your pen and everybody else. And that go for y'all guys out there, too. You're going to get that there number, 424-243-9617. AJ in the Squad on the Six Eyes Radio Network. And find us on Facebook. AJ in the Squad. Yep, that there be right. And they can catch this here show if they want to listen to it again. In the feature show, you just wait till that there thing Saturday morning and you'll be right there. All right,
excellent. I can wonder for sure. Popcorn ready.
All right, there, bud. See ya.
Good evening. And welcome to another great episode of the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the Squad, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yes.
Yeah.
Radio Network. The phone lines are now open at 424-243-9617. And as Queen just suggested to you, if you want to be heard, please press the one. Wait till you hear it say you are now in the host queue, and we will get to you as soon as possible. And we ask for patience. Our Queen, as some of you can tell, she's a little under the weather. You know, we're going to move at a pace that's good for everyone tonight. We'll just put it like that. So, like I say, if you would like to share your mental health with us and do our buddy checks as we always do about this time, please press that one. And as we always do, let the queens go first.
So she said, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all of you. This is a queen from North Carolina, and yes, I am under the weather. I'm a color with this quite severely, but I know that God is good. And it's, I'll take it the fact that I'm 56 years old. I have a 23-year-old daughter, and this is my first time actually in the hospital. So I can't say God ain't been good to me, because he has.
Yeah.
I got some things that I've got to work on. I just thank God that although it took a while, it was still caught. And as I tell people, sometimes you got to live what you say. I tell people all the time, slow down, slow down. You know, God put you on your butt when it's time. Well, God put me on my butt when it was time. So I have to take that as a lesson learned. I've got a great support team. My family, my daughter has been amazing. She has been totally amazing taking care of her mom. My family in itself has been great. The squad and everybody calling in, and you guys cannot believe my king. Oh my God. So with all that being said, I just thank God. I thank God for whatever's wrong, because he's going to make it right. So right now we're probably going to be in here for a little while, but I probably need to be. God was putting me nowhere I don't need to be. So, but I thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I know it's going to be a beautiful show as always. So thank you all very much for joining us tonight on the AJ the Squad as we present the Queen's Court. And I'm complete.
Amen. Amen. This is Evangelist Clayton, giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit tonight in this place tonight. Hallelujah to God. Be the glory. I'm so astounded. I'm so appreciative of who God is in my life. My mental is I'm okay. But when one of us is heard, the one are going through, can somebody mute the phone that's squealing in that phone, please? Thank you. Amen. To God be the glory. When one of us, amen, is going through, all of us, it affects all of us. But we got to have a warrior that's going to pray without ceasing. Amen. To God be the glory. We can't sit around twiddling our fingers and twiddling our toes and everything. We have to pray. Pray about everything and thank that man above for all things. Amen. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. I thank God for my sister tonight, Queen tonight. I thank God for her. Even in the bedside of the hospital, she's still faithful, doing a job, amen, on this podcast tonight to come, amen, to give you, amen, what the squad is out here for, amen, is to give you something that you leave with something positive, amen, to God be the glory. And we're in this thing with her. We're in this thing with Brother Tony. Brother Tony's hospitalized. Amen. Queen Nye was hospitalized. But I tell you one thing for sure, and two things we know, prayer can go where we can't go. And I'm so grateful. Amen. And it's okay not to be okay. It's okay not to be okay. I'm not going to preach up in here, but sometimes we just need what we need. Amen. To God be the glory. And I'm just so grateful because we're in this thing together. When it affects one, it affects all. When you hurt, we hurt. And we got to stay prayerful, and we got to stay focused. Amen. Pray. Amen. Pray and ask the Lord just to continue to move. Amen. And I speak over my dear sister, my brother and them tonight. I speak over you all, and I plead the blood of Jesus over you. And you're right, Queen. God will put you, if you don't rest, God going to make sure that you get the rest that he's going to give you. Rest in the Lord. Amen. And be patient. Wait, I said, upon the Lord, for he shall renew thy strength. Amen. To God be the glory. So we know you busy in school. Amen. Your grandbabies. Amen. Supporting Amari. Amen. Supporting AJ. amen, supporting the squad, supporting the police court, supporting Eyes Radio Network. Amen. God be the glory in your plate, overfilled and running over. But we're all in this thing together. Amen. And through Christ Jesus, we're going to conquer this. We're going to conquer all things through him. Amen. Next week, yours truly, amen, will be, amen, going to the hospital as well, too. I'll be having surgery. But look at God. I ain't going to give up. And we ain't going to throw in the towel. Sometimes God truly has to choose someplace and have to rest. We got the rest. If we say we are the child of God, we got the rest. Amen. In spite of, we try to feel everything. But God, amen, is going to get the glory out of it. So I just ask the Lord just to continue to bless us even the most. Amen. And bless you listening. That, amen, is so supportive in spite of what the situation is. We're in this thing together. And we are W-I-N-N-E-R. We are winners. Amen. To God be glory. So y'all continue to pray our strength in the Lord as we continue to run on to see what the end's going to be. Pray our strength continually. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much. Any other queens tonight?
Hello, everybody. This is Destiny calling from around the state of Virginia. I am doing okay. I just been worried about the queen, and I know that the queen is going to be okay. So you keep pulling, and I'll keep praying, and everybody keep praying that knows the word of prayer. You know, so I love you, Queen, and I love all of the squad.
Me too.
Love y'all.
Amen.
Love you too, baby. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
704, your mic is open.
Are you moving to the Kings now?
I wasn't sure who you were. I just
all the Queens done.
Okay. We're not sure if the queen is on them. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. I am grateful for the squad and AJ Network Radio. I'm just thankful for this network and everybody, you know. As Evangelist Clayton said, I'm in the hospital and I'm not feeling my best, but I'm just looking forward to the show and the speaker tonight and what part I can get from it. And my mental, so sleepy. My mental is probably about an 8. It's about an 8. I'm thankful to be alive. And y'all pray my strength. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Hello, everyone. This is Big Vibe. How you doing, Big Vibe?
What's going on, Mr. Six?
How you doing? How you doing?
All right,
hey,
sir.
Everybody.
Hey, Mr. Six.
How you doing, sir? How you doing? How you doing, Queen? Just praying
good,
for our two Queen and King Tony. Praying for y'all's speedy recovery. This is a way for God to get you all to lay down. Because as you know, you'll still be up with your shoes on. So this is God's way of laying you down to recharge. Same for you, Tony. Recharge time. Everything's going to be all right. Trust in the Lord. God is a healer. And you both will be okay. You both will be okay. You're still here.
Absolutely.
In a week, I lost two friends. And this is Cancer Awareness Month. I lost Patricia, good friend of mine, to cancer. He passed away from cancer. So I just want to send out prayers to her family and her friends at this difficult time, and also to Larry's family who passed away. Had a stent put in his heart, and apparently they sent him home too early, and he passed. And how crazy, I was coming from seeing about Baby Diamond on Nikhil's cat, and he always would bump into me. He said, I want to keep you on your toes. So when I got that bump, I knew it was him. I was like, what's up, Larry? How you doing? He's like, I'm hanging in there, man. Feeling better. Just got out the hospital. I said, all right, brother. I said, well, you get some rest. Yeah, man. And I said, all right, well, good seeing you. I'll see you later. Now, this was Thursday. Somewhere between Thursday and Friday, he was gone.
Oh.
So just goes to show you, yeah, just goes to show you, time waits for no one.
No.
So we gotta stop counting the days and make the days count. I love you all. With that, I'm complete. Yeah, speedy recovery for you,
thank
Queen.
You.
Speedy recovery for you, Tony.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Yes, and Queen.
Hello to everyone out there. This is Miss Brown. Somebody else was going. Was somebody else going?
Hello.
No, go right ahead.
Okay, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to say hello to each and every one of y'all. Hello. And also I wanted to say we had a word this week, and the word there that I want to share to y'all was we had a word that says pray until something happens. Sometimes we have to pray until something happens. And sometimes you might have to wait a little bit, but it's okay to wait.
Right.
It's okay to wait on it. We pray until something happens.
That's right. That's right.
And that's my word for today. Pray till something happen. Amen.
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 Thank you, baby.
That's the word.
You're welcome, back. Appreciate you,
that's
too.
Do we have any more queens that would like to speak?
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Queen.
Good evening.
I need to address you for a moment. Because you're a woman after my own heart. You don't know how to sit down until God puts you down. And I have done the same thing that you're doing, running the station from my hospital bed. At this point in time, I'm going to ask if the rest of the team, AJ and the squad, can help step up and help you run this show tonight so you can just relax a little bit more. Okay? We love you. We care about you. And we want you to come back stronger than ever. So I'm asking the team to step up because I know how it is. Running the board, running everything. Right now, we need you strong. And we love you. Tony, we want you to be well. Also, so we need for you to take care of yourself. I just got out the hospital last Friday.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And today, honestly, is the first day that I actually sat down and elevated. I have not had an aide until 2 days ago. I had so much laundry to get done because I haven't had to get laundry done in almost a month because it's been hard finding the aid. But God blessed me with somebody I think that's going to truly work out, and I'm thankful. So we all have to be able to take care of ourselves. And Charles is a witness. I don't slow down. I had occupational therapy today, and I had PT. My occupational therapist told me she's never had a patient that moves as much as I do in this wheelchair. She said, I gave her a workout today. So I don't like to slow down. I do shopping, and I will push my grocery cart in my wheelchair and manage coming down the street. So I know that I'm strong, but I do have to listen, and we have to take care of our bodies before our body can't take care of us. So with that being said, everybody, I want us to have a great show. I love each and every one of you. If you're not speaking, I'm just going to ask if you would go ahead and make sure you put yourself on mute to respect the other people who are speaking. And when you're complete, just say, I am complete with love. All right, I am complete.
Yeah, I just want to add and talk about dedication. Talk about dedication. Queen is in the hospital, still doing the show. I mean, that, if that doesn't speak dedication, I don't know what does. And she would cry in a heartbeat. What's wrong with you? It's just raining.
it's raining, and we got to do the show. Listen, you can't control the weather, but it's raining, and we can't have the internet.
Oh,
I said, well, relax. In the words of AJ, breathe, breathe. You know, but it's just it's your yeah. dedication.
Amen.
Ha, ha, ha. I'm pleased.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
We have
Mr. and Mrs.
Queens.
Lockley, are y'all here? I see you. Mr. Lockley, are you there? I'm going to take this one out. I think that's him. Wait 1 second.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
there
you
go.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good evening, sir.
Okay, how are you?
Good evening.
I love
you. I'm doing great.
I love it.
You're blessed.
Yes.
I'm Leslie Lockley. I'm out of Tallahassee, Florida. And glad to be back again. Looking forward to the show, and want to ask AJ, how's he doing? How you doing, AJ?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you for inquiring. I hope you are doing as well, also.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Queen?
I'm hanging in there. I'm in the hospital right now, but I wanted to make sure I got to hear you, so I'm all right now.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, I'm just looking forward to the show. And
okay.
Now my wife is going to speak.
Of course.
Praise, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I just want to say that we really enjoy the show. And this is Cindy Lockley, the wife of Leslie Lockley of Tallahassee, Florida. I just want to say that we really enjoy being on the show every Friday on Six Eyes. It's a blessing to us and encouraging. We learn a lot of things about different things, and I'm always willing to learn. And I just want to say that we're praying for Queen and Mr. Tony, that we all touch and agree, and he shall be established, healed. And Psalms 37:39. But the salvation of the righteous is righteous of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. So we and Mr. Tony, you are just hanging on and just keep on praying. As a matter of fact, pray first. Just pray, 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 pray.
Uh-huh.
And God will work things out. And
uh-huh.
I just thank God bless you all and be encouraged. And
yes.
We just thank God for being on the show tonight. And I'm complete and blessings to you all.
Amen.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to hear you guys.
Yes. And if I may say so to Mr. Tony, Tony, your little ones are okay. Now it's time for you to relax.
Yeah, they doing okay. Y'all sound like y'all saying Mrs. Tony. I'm kidding.
No, that's the IV, brother. That's that medication.
Oh, let me stop talking.
Like
all right.
All right. Sound like they said Mrs. Tony. Thank you, Sister Lockley and Brother Lockley. I appreciate y'all. And I look forward to hearing y'all too on here, y'all. Inspiration.
Absolutely.
Every time I hear y'all. And with that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else?
Any more queens, please remember to press the 1. Wait till you hear it say you are now in the host queue and then join us.
That's why I was saying queen.
Usually we go with all the women, but you know, lately it's just how it goes. Queens, absolutely, which would be the women for those who don't know. Okay, how about any more kings? Do we have any more kings?
Anybody?
Hey, this is Two Piece from South Carolina. My mental is a 9, getting better and getting better. Just know a word to everybody. God got everything that you need. So just trust in him, lean on him, and he got you wherever you may be at. All right? God bless you. Looking forward to the show.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Okay, I see you missing a few tonight. I don't know what a Godfather is tonight, but prayers with him. Hope he is okay. So in the meantime, this is AJ calling out of the great city and state of Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, man. So mentally and spiritually, I'm solid. I am 100. But I have definitely been on a roller coaster ride emotionally this week. When I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, like, you know, it's a lot of stuff I could complain about. And then I'm just, you know, thoughtful of a lot of women that I know personally who are going through so much. And I had to, you know, get myself out of that rut and, you know, wake up, get out of that. You know what I'm saying? There's other people that are going through worse things than I am, and I know that I am blessed. And I am so grateful and thankful to be blessed. As I was sitting here listening, I was just in my mind just running back some things. And you think about the squad in general. You know, I've been in and out the hospital. Queen's been in and out the hospital. Tony's been in and out the hospital. Vance Clayton's been in and out the hospital. Destiny, you know, has some things going over there. Pride and Joy, I just heard, has some things going on. And I brought it up. The Queen times, you know, we are doing God's work. We are making a difference. We are a movement. And like I said, the devil on our ass, because we are making a difference. And Six brought it up, dedication. No matter what we have gone through, sick, hospital, no matter, you know, dealing with children and grandbabies and whatever we got going on, surgeries, doctor's appointment, we have never missed a show, never missed a show in over a year and a half. We've never missed a show. And as it was brought to the light, we are here doing God's work, and we understand that we have family. I'm going to call them family now. We have family that call. They support us every Friday. They depend upon what we bring to the podcast and what we bring to the Facebook page. So I am, you know, Queen done threw me through a few loops, you know, emotionally. I just had an anxiety attack about 20 minutes ago. But, you know, and it wasn't, I mean, not necessarily about the podcast, so that was a part of it, but just the fact that she didn't answer that phone. And not knowing, but knowing what I do know. And so that kind of just had me, like, really scared for a moment. So when somebody, we know, I was calling Six in the cab, and I go, oh, my God, I don't know what we're going to, this may or may not happen. And like I said, God showed up and showed out. And like I said, give Queen the strength to be able to do what it is she's doing tonight, knowing she didn't have to do it, and probably the average probably wouldn't be doing it right now. So I'm so appreciative and grateful and thankful to know not only, you know, my Queen, our Queen, but all the Queens from AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court. I just have so much respect and so much love. Not only for you, but as I said, some of the women that I know personally who are going through so many things, and every day they find the strength that they've been given, and they take it and they go out into the world and they do God's work. And I'm just so thankful to be surrounded by all these strong, phenomenal women, all these strong, phenomenal individuals. And so I'm glad, Queen, that you are here with us tonight. I know God is with you. I know God got you, Mr. Tony. I know that God has got you. I know Vance Clay, God has got you. I know God has us all.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir.
And I know God has us all. And so I'm glad to be here. I'm humbled to be here. And I can't wait for our speaker tonight. And I just love being a part of everything we do here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. And I'm gonna do what I do. Sit back and enjoy the rest of the Queen's Court here on the 6 Hours Radio Network. God bless everyone. With that, I'm complete.
Thank you, sir. 205, your mic is open.
Well, this is Godfather calling from Birmingham, Alabama. Miss Lady, I'm so glad to hear your voice, and I pray that God would continue to keep his arms around you and strengthen you. And Tony, definitely, I didn't know you were in the hospital until tonight, and I do know that God got you in his arms, and you will be okay, too. Y'all take care of yourself.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
How sweet it is.
That part.
It is.
Sweet
it
is.
That we got these people still with us. It is.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Anyone else? Is that someone trying to be heard in the background? I couldn't quite tell. Okay, and we'll just keep it moving along with the show.
All right, Two Piece.
Yes,
Mr. Two Piece, sir, are you still here?
Yes, I'm right here.
Floor is yours, sir.
All right. Tonight, I am honored to introduce to some, and just remind some people others, a very powerful woman of God who is a very mentor of me. Knew before I knew myself, grew up in the church together, YPD together. Here to share her testimony, her story, that it'd be a great, powerful encouragement to someone out there letting you know that you are favored by God, and as long as you keep the faith and prayer, keep going, you will be a survivor of breast cancer. So after this next selection and commercial, the next voice you will hear, that of Miss Janetta Ann Robinson of Eastover, South Carolina.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to it.
Amen.
Remember, you will be going on mute while I'm talking to speak.
You're listening to the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the squad, here on the 6 Hours Radio Network.
I've walked among the shadows, you wipe my tears away, and I've felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days, and I break breath to heaven from my lowest place, and I have held the blessings God you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough. No matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing dreams get broken, in you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hand. On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through I'm not alone. You're part of the hills and valleys. in the valley I will lift my heart.
Yeah.
On the mountain I will bow my life to the one who sent me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking down the valley I know I am not alone.
That was Hills and Valleys by Tarin Wells.
I am not alone.
All right, Ms. Jeanette, are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, and we just praise God tonight for all the good things that he's done. Even though he's the God of the hills and the valley, his promise is that he will always be with us, even in the hills, even at the top of the hills, and even in the valleys. You know, you're not alone. You may feel it that you're alone sometimes, but you know, God is with you. He's always with you, and his word says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And we have to be reminded that, you know, even though every day is not going to be a good day, every day is not going to be a bad day, but it's a day that the Lord has made, and we should all rejoice and be glad in it, because no matter how it is, it could always be worse than what you're going through right now. And we just thank and praise God for who he is. He's omnipotent, he's omniscient, and he's omnipresent. He's just our everything, and we just give him all the honor, the glory, and the praise just for being my God. I just want to say thank you for this opportunity to share just a little bit about me in a church school lesson entitled "Giving Thanks for Deliverance." We as the author did a real good job of elaborating on how we as Christians need to be God to guide and protect us, how we are dependent upon God's presence and deliverance in our lives. And it also asked the question, should our deliverance be a private experience? No, it should not be a private experience. And I just want to say that I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. And to give you a little background of who and whose I am, let me tell you a little bit about me. And I thank JC for introducing me, and we just pray that God's will be done. This is my first time doing this, so I'm a little nervous, but we just ask God to guide and direct our path. I was reared in a small town in Lower Richland County called Eastover, South Carolina. I grew up in a family that consisted of a mother, father, and siblings. I have three sisters. Our dad died when I was 10, and our mother, who is now 92, became the head of the household. And I'm sure with four girls, it's not very easy, but she did, as she would say, I did the best I could. And we thank God for mothers all across the land and country. Growing up in the 60s, I didn't realize that we were poor. You know, we just didn't have everything that other people had, but we had what God gave us. We had a garden with vegetables, and in the backyard we had all kind of fruit trees all around the house, and we lived off the land. And Mama believed in helping neighbors at that particular time. So what we had, they also had. And then she also made sure that we took care of each other. She told us to go check on somebody else. When you're a little girl, you want to be outside playing and do whatever you want to do. But she still instilled in us that, you know, we need to help each other. And just like
God's word commands that we have compassion and we love our neighbors as ourselves. So I think through her, we develop a caring and compassionate attitude toward others. I graduated high school, went on to college, earned a degree, and I'm presently a special education teacher, which I have been doing for almost 40 years. And I thank God for giving me that, because he doesn't have to do what he does. He just takes care of us when we don't even realize he's taking care of us. And we just thank him and give him the glory for that. She had us in church all the time. Our parents did. And after Daddy died, I think we stayed in church more because we needed that family atmosphere, the close family, spiritual family. We had our own immediate family, but we had our spiritual family as well. We sang on the choir. We went to choir rehearsal. We were part of the YPD. We ushered. Then we moved on to another level, and, you know, we always had the spiritual side. We always knew that. We were always in church getting the word of God, letting it resonate in our bodies, so we had that foundation. It's important that we give our children the foundation so that when they stray, and they will stray, but, you know, you don't have to worry about it because we're God's children. So we're going to come back to our foundation. And we just thank God for that, because if you haven't been exposed to God, you don't know who he is or what he is capable of doing. And so we thank God for mothers. And it was a good family support. And I just thank her for that, even at 92. In the prime of my life, I thought I was in the prime of my life. And you know God, you go to church, and you have all these people who tell their stories, what the Lord has done for them at watch night services and at revival time and at church anniversary time. You just think upon the goodness of God and what he's done. And I said, well, the Lord hadn't done all those things for me, but he still loves me. I'm his. You know, I want to tell my story too. So I got the opportunity to tell of the goodness of God. And you have to trust him in whatever you're going through and whatever you're doing, because the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. And he promised in his word that he will be with us through whatever we go through the hills and the valleys. And we're going to have hills and valleys. We're not exempt because we're Christians. It's just to draw him closer to us and us closer to him. Well, so we're just going to move on. God gave me my testimony. And I just thank him, because the worst time was when the doctor told me that I had a lump in my breast. And, you know, at one time, they weren't as medically advanced as they are today. So, Lord, am I going to die? Is this what you would have me to do? I'm still young. I still have some things to do. And I just didn't know what to do. So I went to scriptures after scriptures. I read, and I was encouraged by people. I met the most wonderful people you could ever meet. And I came through, and you know, God is with us. No matter what we go through, God is with us. And during a whirlwind of events, being called back for a biopsy, then an ultrasound, going through genetic testing, meeting with the oncologist, meeting with the surgeon, you know, it was just a lot to go through. But you know what? Every step I went, I wasn't quite as afraid as the step before, because I felt the presence of God with me. And I just thank him for being who he is. He does know my name, because we develop a relationship. And it behooves all of us to draw closer to God. Let him lead and direct our path. My pastor told me healing. We talked about healing, and he was preaching about healing. And I said, healing? But I got this thing. Yes, you have it. It is what it is. But healing is when you don't let it control you and take over you. So we knew that God had healed me of this disease, and we just turned it over to him. I had a lumpectomy in August. I started chemotherapy in September. And with that, you get to see the goodness of the Lord, because, you know, even though you're going through your hills and your valleys, somebody else is going through a hill and valley as well. And it's how you respond. You know, God does not delight in our suffering, but he delights in our development. It's how you respond to him and how you take the situation that you're in and make it work for your good, because he promised that he was going to work it out for your good, and he will work it out for your good. It might not be what you have planned, but he's God, he's all-knowing, he's all-powerful, and he will guide you to where you need to be, and we just thank him for that. I thank God that during the whole process, you know, a lot of people complain about this and how the medicine made them nauseous and they couldn't eat and all that other stuff. And that happened to me, but not to the extent that it could have been. You know, you just regurgitate and get sick and stay in the bed and all this stuff. But that was not part of my testimony. I met a lady who had been healed of breast cancer for 20 years along the way. People just, you know, just nice people God had placed in the path for me. And I just thank God for each and every one of them. Like somebody said earlier, with God, all things are possible. So you just got to believe. You got to trust God. I can't express upon you enough to just learn God, learn his ways. Because you think you learn his ways, but actually his ways are not our ways. They're much bigger. You know, we try to put God in a box, and we can't put him in a box. We just have to love him and appreciate him and know that he has our back. Regardless of the situation that you're going through, he is with you. The chemotherapy that I went through lasted 7 months. The radiation treatments, they lasted for about 4 weeks. And I rang the bell in 2018. And I have come of this disease by trusting God. And God was my own guiding force, and I thank him. I thank my wonderful support system. I have a loving family, immediate, extended church, school, and a whole bunch of friends that, you know, check on you and care about you, and I had the love of God with me to be with me. Everyone I met through this path or through this season in my life was placed there by God, and I just want to give him all the glory, the honor, and praise, and I just hope that what I do will encourage somebody else. Will help somebody along the way. Even though your experience may be different from my experience, breast cancer is for real. There's been a lot of improvements, and detection, early detection is the best thing. So I missed my mammogram that year that I discovered, the year before I discovered I had breast cancer. We get so busy in the hustle and the bustles of life that we don't take time to take care of ourselves. We have to take care of the temple. And this is where God lives. And we just have to slow down just long enough to take care of ourselves. And, you know, it's, even though there's a disparity between black women with breast cancer and white women with breast cancer, we need to stop, go to the doctor, and it's okay to go to the doctor. Go to the doctors and get your mammograms, get examined, get your physicals, take care of you. Do what you have to do so we can be what God wants us to be. So, black women, we are more than, we are now 41% more likely to die of from breast cancer because we wait till it's advanced. We don't want to know. Yes, you do want to know. You want to know because even though we have hills and valleys on this earth, we want to stay here just a little while longer and go take care of yourself, have your exam, go to your doctor yearly because anything can pop up. And if there's a lump or anything, they can detect it early. So, and it's at a small, at a when it's real small or whatever, and then you could have a you can have a better chance of living, and we can defeat these odds. And don't say that we are dying because we lack health care. Just go to the doctor. Just go. Breast cancer screenings are the best defense against breast cancer. They have so much advanced technology these days that, you know, we can live a prosperous life like God would have us to do. So get your genetic testing. We don't want to be a statistic. We want to live and tell the story of how good God is. We want to develop that relationship with God so that we can do more to help others, because it is our responsibility when we are our brother's keeper. And so we have to make sure that we do what we have to do so that we can be what God wants us to be. I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity, and I just want to encourage somebody else along the journey and let them know that, you know, God is with you. I'm doing well at this day. I'm 6 years out of my cancer, and I just thank God for his grace and his mercy. And I cannot help but give him the praise each and every day because I am here. I'm an advocate for being screened, going to the doctors, having your yearly mammogram. And I believe that if God brings you to it, he will bring you through it. Cancer affects so many lives, not just the person who's going through, but so many other people. And in order to combat this disease, we have to actively participate in its eradication. We can do all this by telling our stories. You know, your story may be different, but my story is different from your story. Everyone has a different story, and we're going to have to encourage each other. Witness to the goodness of God. Financial support, if you think you need some financial support, there are organizations out there that can help you. Whatever your story is, tell it. We spread everything. We tell all those other things, but we don't tell about how good God is, how he's our provider, how he's strength when we need him, how he's just our everything. And we just want to spread the word and get God's word out there. Whatever your addiction, what depression, whatever you're going through, God's word said he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. It's okay to go to the doctor. It's okay to ask for help. Because God placed people in our lives just for those purposes. So don't be afraid to tell somebody what you're going through. We're so afraid to tell people stuff because we don't want nobody else to know how bad things are. But maybe it's not bad. Maybe it's good. And you just have to go out there and help each other. Be there for each other. Let's learn how not to talk about people, but to help people. And, you know, everything will work out. And knowing that it'll work out the way that God has it planned. God knows each of us, and he knows all of us by name. If you have a relationship with God, he already knows what you're going through. And every challenge, great or small, he's equipping you for something greater he has in mind. So wait on the Lord. Be of courage. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait on God. And I just want you to know that God is good, and he's good all the time. And I just want to thank you for listening. And remember that my song was Trust God, Trust God. And then the other one was the God of the Hills and Valleys. Every day is not going to be a good day. You're not going to be happy on the hill all the time. But when you're in the valley, you're not alone. And I just want you to know that even in our darkest hours, we're not alone, because God will send somebody, or he will let you know that he's right there with you. And I just want to thank you for listening.
Well, Mr. Miller, we definitely thank you for getting the courage to come on. You talked to us the other night, and you know, I don't know if I'm be able to. Girl, whatever God has for you to do, it, he is going to equip you to do it. And you did just fine. So we thank God for you.
Thank you.
If you just hang around for a few minutes, I'm going to open up some mics and see if people got some comments, suggestions, questions. Amber, we thank you so much. We appreciate the fact that God has kept you around. You know, so that's a blessing in disguise right there. So
yes, it is.
Back up.
And you be encouraged, too. Even though you're in the hospital,
yes,
God is right there with you.
Oh,
and he's,
yes,
you know,
definitely.
He's working it out for your good. So just be patient and wait on it. Don't be anxious anything. But I do all things through prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, you tell God what you want.
That's right.
And
that's
things
will
work out.
That's right. Hey, 5-0, y'all there? Mr. Lockwood? That's okay. We'll come back. Seven or four, are you still available? Three?
Well, I just want to say I'm glad that you're still amongst us. God is a healer. 6 years out is great, and you're going to have many, many more years, and just continued healing for you, your inspiration. I lost my sister to breast cancer, so she lives through you. And I just lost a friend of breast cancer 2 days ago. So I'm glad you're still amongst us. This is Six Eyes, by the way. And God bless you. And you're going to be around for many, many more years. Amen. And God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Tony, is it okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Tony out of North Carolina. I really enjoyed you tonight, and I agree with everybody that said something before me, and you was inspirational, and you very strong. And listening to you, I know you're not strong by yourself. You know, you got God and his son Jesus. That's what makes us strong. But you keep on doing what you're doing, because you said some very inspirational things during your testimony, and I'm just excited to have been here to hear it all. And thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
You're about to go.
Amen. Whatever that you need, God's got it.
Yeah.
Whatever that you need, God's got it. Whatever that you need,
God's got it. He's got everything that you need. It's his healing that you need. God's got it. It's his healing that you need. God's got it. It's his healing, healing, healing that you need. God's got it. He's got everything you need. He's got everything you need. If it's strength that you need, God's got it. If it's strength that you need, God's got it. If it's strength that you need, you need, you need, you need, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. If it's prayer that you need, God's got it. If it's prayer that you need, God's got it. If it's prayer that you need, you need, you need, you need, you need, you need, God's got it. He's got everything that you need. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I just want you to know that God got everything that you need. Whatever that you need, it is in Christ Jesus. Amen. So you don't have to fear him. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And what you need, God got it. And I just ask the Lord just to continue to bless you even the more, that you continue to be a mouthpiece for the Lord, because whatever that you need, God got everything that you need. And I speak that, amen, to Queen, Brother Tony. I speak it to myself. David says we have to prophesy to ourselves. We have to lay hands on ourselves and be ye healed in the name of Jesus. You got to speak those things and believe it. So I'm grateful for your testimony, grateful for your story. I lost a sister to breast cancer, and I just lost my best friend's daughter, 41 years old, buried her on tomorrow, amen, with HPV cervix cancer. Amen. So we know God is able to do all things above all. So whatever that you need, God got it for you, Queen Tony. Amen. I speak of Miss Janetta tonight, woman of God. May the blessings of the Lord continue to keep you and add no sorrow to you. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Anybody else? I'm sorry, 336, the microphone. Okay.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
I just want to say that I enjoyed the show tonight. And I encourage the young lady that shared her story, that she continue to share her story and be encouraged that God is with her and that God will continue to keep her and that the Lord will also continue to bless her. And your words were very inspiring. And I enjoyed the whole story. Thank you. for sharing your
story. Thank you.
Hello, this is Cindy Lockley again. I just want to say to Sister Robinson to hold on to God and change his hand. You know, there's going to be things that always come up. And also I'm saying this to Queen and to Mr. Tony and to everyone on the line, too. We've got to keep our minds stayed on God, and he will give us perfect peace. God has a plan for all, and we have to wait on the Lord. And the best thing that about God, he has no respect of a person, and God knows what tomorrow holds.
Right.
We can, we can't make it by ourselves, and no matter what goes on within our body, our mind, whatever, we want to thank God for Sister Robinson tonight, that she had, God gave her the strength to give the story of what she has been through and what she has overcome. And I thank God that for that story. I really enjoyed listening to her, and may God continue to keep you and bless you and your family. And thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for listening.
Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful. Ms. Janetta, how did it, do you have siblings?
Yes, I have three other sisters.
How did it affect their fight with you? How has that been as far as the support you're getting from them?
Oh, wow. They're my heroes. They just, I have two other sisters. One had ovarian cancer and one had cervical cancer. And so, and I'm the youngest one. And they just rallied and they went to treatments. They stayed with me. They were good. I mean, they were sisters and they just took care of me. And I just praise God and I thank them. Each one of us are different. So it was a different aspect of caring and concern and just love. You just, you know, it's, God loves us and it shows out through them. And I just thank them for their loving kindness and their strength and their encouragement. And they were, you know, I was never alone. So I just thank them for just being there.
Amen. Amen. We had a young man that was on the show. Oh, about this time last year. Excuse me. And he lost his baby sister to cancer, breast cancer. And she finished her chemo. She went through everything. She came to terms with it herself. And then she passed. And he was so mad. So angry. And it's just watching him and just listening to him. And how he just really rallied around her and tried to protect her. And it was just the sweetest thing. Just he just held over her like she just could not be touched. And but he was angry. He, when I tell you he was pissed, I ain't going to sugarcoat it. He was pissed. But it was just a beautiful thing, just the love he had for her. You know, he kept saying they wasn't supposed to have any girls because he had all boys. And the last time his woman got pregnant, it was a girl. And they weren't too thrilled about the girl. But they had her spoiled right. So he was just, it was really something just watching how her fight changed him also. So it's definitely important to have a great support system, definitely.
It is.
Absolutely.
And we thank God.
Thank you, God.
Anybody else?
You're doing all right over there, Queen. I hear that honey in your voice. You all right over there, Queen?
Yeah, I'm okay, baby.
Hold on, baby. We almost. A matter of fact, I tell you what, I got something for the occasion. Give me a second.
Okay. I can't put nothing over him if I try. Everybody all right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Another beautiful segment of the Queen's Court.
My most beautiful
lady. I don't want to be nowhere else, but right here.
Right here.
Maybe not here, right here, though, but.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
I want to do with my ice cream. I take some good old display vanilla ice cream.
You can have some sherbet.
Yeah, just some plain ice cream. I don't want all that nuts. I don't want all that. Just some good old. All
right.
Thank you, bud.
This morning. I really do thank God for being with me. Because listening to man have me thinking and want me to think that I'm not pleasing to you, God.
My God.
And I just want to say I thank you. Because a lot of people in bondage in church. In these churches, God, is so much religion going on. And I pray for them a special prayer, God, that you will bring them out and let them have an intimacy and a fellowship with you and give Christ their life. I just want to be pleasing to you, Jesus. I was deceived by man's hand. Now, God, I'm looking straight to you. I'm looking to the hills which come by help. My help comes from you, Lord. So I command and demand every day that you give me what I need to go on, God, in this race. And I pray for those, God, that's suffering by man's hand. That's listening to man. And Satan is using man. Because man won't seek your face. Please, Jesus. Help us all, God, to seek you and not man. I bind up that soul spirit. We get it straight from God. God will say, seek him now while he may be found. There's going to come a time you're going to be able to find God, the wicked. Get your house in order today. And give your life to Christ today. This goes for everything that has breath. Nobody's exempt from the living God. By Shakaraba, God is in charge and he will always be. This video will go viral. God will use so many souls to draw. He will draw and draw so many because I ask him to. And I know God hear me. Are you hearing you? Give your life to Christ. Yes. And stop worrying about what man say. Tune in, tune in with God today. Jesus, I just want to say thank you again for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you for answering every prayer. Thank you for speaking out your word. Continue, God, shot rock and a rock. Show this nation to the next video. Sealed in Jesus' name that God is definitely in for sure, for sure. I seal it in Jesus' name. This nation ain't seen none yet. Watch and see. Sealed in Jesus' name, I pray.
You're listening to the Queen's Court, along with A.J. Squad. Here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Lord, you kept me. I am so grateful. I'm truly grateful.
You kept me.
Sometimes I close my eyes and think about it.
Faith, I claim the words from Psalms 103, 2 and 3. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgive all your sins and healed all your diseases. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me and my sins. And I ask for your healing power to flow through me.
To replay.
Amen.
Whatever you got, baby.
Amen.
You said whatever I got.
Yeah, you got an awareness for us this month. I know you said it was quite a bit this month.
Good evening, Pride and Joy. Huh? Hey, how you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good, I'm good. The first one we're going to go to is October the 2nd, and it is World Sight Day. I don't know if anybody knew that we had a World Sight Day, but it's World Sight Day. The International Agency for the Prevention of Blindness, this World Sight Day, our focus is on helping people understand the importance of protecting their vision. In the workplace and calling on the business leaders to prior eye health care for the workers everywhere. With the help of global partners and members, we aim to show the world how important it is to love your eyes. This is our opportunity to motivate employees everywhere to change. Pledge your sight test. That's what it's called. Let's reach 10 million sight test pledge by World Sight Day. Your pledge will raise awareness and drive demands for eye care services. As an individual, we invite you to pledge your own sight test and add your name to the millions of others who are doing the same. If you represent an organization for eye care professional, we encourage you to pledge. Love your eyes at work, all your sight. If you are an employer, please pledge the sight text. You will carry out leading up to the World of Sight Day 2023, October the 10th. Next, we're going to do October the 10th. All right, y'all, that day is World Homeless Day. That's right, World Homeless Day. It's withheld for the first time on October the 10th, 2010. Since then, it has been annually on this date. It started with people from all corners of the world who work with homeless people having a discussion about the topic online as the founders. The founders feel it is important, and it's an important issue to raise everywhere, that we encourage people everywhere to use the idea and promote the cause. Why is it a World Homeless Day charity and shelters? To promote Sleep Out. Sleep Out is for schools and workplace and groups across the world, to fundraisers, and to experience the harsh environment of homeless people live and sleep. And by selecting a date, promotion opportunity for the community to get involved in responding to homelessness where needed. Show those who are volunteers appreciation by just, you know, giving them a word or just giving them a certificate or giving them, you know, your own little thing you might want to give them. But educate the people about the issues of highlighting the local issues in the media. Donate to those who support homeless people. People in your area, volunteer. So that's a day, World Homeless Day. And that's October the 10th, 2023.
Amen.
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 Appreciate that. I want to go back to the one, the World Sight Day. So, in that, I have an older brother, and he called me a couple weeks ago, and he said, you know what, so I think I'm losing my vision, my eye. And I said, why you say that? He said, because he had been feeling something in his eye, and he just kept rubbing it, just trying to keep it clean or whatever. He said, and so one night, he rubbed it, like, really hard one night and went to bed, and he said he woke up, and he couldn't see out of his eye. So he said he went to the doctor, and the doctor told him that he had something in his eye, and he had folded something over in it that made it do something. And, of course, he has no idea what he was talking about because, I mean, there's nothing he's ever had to deal with. But I say that to say this, you know, we deal with a lot of things that we see, come on, and we don't pay any attention. Or, oh, it's just something in my eye, or my hands are dirty in my eye. So it's just a lot of things. And I just want to say, if you hear something or you see something or something doesn't feel right, go get that checked immediately, because you don't know what that could be and where it's leading to. But he told me that he told the doctor, so the doctor said he didn't know what it was going to be. He said, I'm not even worried about it. If it's something to do with my vision, my sister knows people should help me. So it just made me feel pretty good. He thought that that's fine. He's doing well. So, if something's not right, guys, just go check it out. You never know what that little bitty piece might do or what that might be. That little piece can cause a big problem. So, I'm complete.
Amen.
But did his eye get okay?
He hasn't actually been to to a specialist yet, but he still can see in it, but it hurts him at night to look at, like, lights.
Oh, okay.
So they told him to keep a patch on it. The other one is fine. He's just real blurry in that one. But someone said, we're getting old, baby.
Yeah.
Because I have to do this sometimes. I notice now I have to, sometimes I have to spread my word out. You know, because I be on the computers and all of that all the time. I have to spread that word.
Right.
I have to spread that word out. I said, now I'm going to make me a doctor for me. Because I got to find out what's wrong with this.
That's
I'm getting older, but.
That's right.
I have to stretch them words now, boy. Can't see
that's
them words no more like I used to. I had to stretch them like
I know. Yeah, eye health is very serious.
Huh?
Yeah,
I'm serious.
No, I said eye health is very serious.
Oh, yeah. I said, hey, am I serious? I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We hear about it all the time, but we don't really hear the emphasis. You know, you get the emphasis on dental, certain physicals. They say, oh, we'll go to your eye doctor, and that's all, but you don't never really get into the specifics or really hear the stories of, people who don't really, take the time to really manage and understand eye health and understand that there's all different type of things that can go wrong with your retinal, your iris, all kinds of things, your lenses, the back of your eye is very complicated. And so, yes, definitely good advice. Make sure you get your eyes checked regularly.
Regularly. Uh-huh. Okay. You got a little pain in it. It feels kind of weird. Or you feel like something in it. Go get it checked. You don't know what that might be. You okay? I don't know. Yeah, we're going to see. This is our nurse. This is Nurse Charlene.
Hey, Nurse Charlene. Thank you, Nurse Charlene.
Thank you for taking care of her. Thank you for taking care of her.
You're a bit. I just have to find out which one. Okay. That one's okay there.
Okay, yeah.
Absolutely. While our queen is getting checked on. And Ms. Pardon-Joy, do you have anything else? Or do we have any other comments or anything that anybody else would like to talk about at the current moment?
Y'all have anything
else? Well, I just want to say real quickly, I don't know if anybody heard, but rest in peace to Mr. Dick Buckus. He passed away the other day. So for those who don't know, very, very big Chicago Bears, NFL, movies, reality, television. From the Six Sides Radio Network, AJ and the squad in the Queens Court, we just want to say rest in peace, sir. Anybody else? I'll tell you what, while we're waiting on Queen to take care of that over there, I got something. Hold on.
Well, no, you can't. Okay. This might be the culprit here.
That's the hard-headed one, huh? You know why? Because you weren't going to find it.
This
is the story.
Got the right one, baby. You dial the right number on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queens Court. You got the right one, baby. Ready to fight? We come to stand. No matter what you're going, it's okay not to be okay, but you got the right one, baby. We're here
Amen. To bring you nothing but the raw truth on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad at Queens Court, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. That's every Friday night. Come on in and take your seat. You got the right one, baby. AJ and the Squad at Queens Court.
That's right.
There you go.
You are listening to the Queen's Court. I'm with AJ and the Squad here on the Six Eyes Radio. Network. That was More Than a Woman by the Bee Gees. Amen. Everybody doing okay? Everybody all right? You are now listening to the 6 Hours Radio Network, the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the Squad.
Thank you for that song. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I've always liked to be
Gene. Absolutely. Great, great musical group.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Anything else from the Queens? Anything else?
Yes, I'm doing a podcast. You fine, sir. Everybody say hey to Mr. Kevin.
Well, just real quick, we want to, real quick, hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Real quick, we just want to remind everybody, Saturday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, standard time on the 6 Hours Radio Network. Make sure you check out Kicking It With Six and the Crew, DJ ATL, Mr. Wolfgang, our own Miss Pride and Joy, and the rest of the crew. Make sure you join them, ladies. Breaking news, entertainment, great music, commentary. You never know what you're going to hear when you tune into the 6 Hours Radio Network. Make sure you check them out every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here.
Oh, yeah. Amen. May I? So remember that? And we'll be definitely talking about that more and more this month as we go along. I'm throwing out some resources, some information. Just say, women, know your girls. That's all I can tell you. Know your girls.
Oh, yeah.
Women, know your girls.
That's right.
There were a couple of people who wanted to say something. Go ahead, Ms. Pryor. I apologize. Go ahead.
Go ahead if they want to say.
Oh, I just heard it. I had like three people wanted to say something at the same time. I just want everybody to know this one at a time. But please, please, go right ahead.
This is Queen Nye. And just to kind of piggyback when we're talking about paying attention to our bodies and knowing your bodies, and if you feel something that doesn't feel right. As a diabetic, sometimes you lose feeling, and it could be your feet, your legs or whatever. Make sure also you have somebody to check your feet, check your legs, check your limbs, your legs or whatever. Or get a mirror and be able to look at your feet and whatnot and check and see if you have anything going on. I actually had a blister on the back of my heel, and I didn't even know it was there. And it had burst, but the good thing was when I did finally see it, you know, it was good that I did see it. But make sure you're paying attention to your body because, like I said, as I like to use the word wiser than older, to check our bodies out. And like I said, sometimes we're not aware. Sometimes we have so much going on that we're not paying attention to ourselves and what's going on to our bodies. We could be worried about somebody else in the family. We could just have so much stress. We could be paying attention to everything. It could be kids, bills, work, whatever. But we need to take time to pay attention to our bodies and what's going on with us. Take that time once a day. If it's like 5 minutes after you pray, mm-hmm. check yourself out, you know, before you pray, or just take that time. When you take your shower or bath or whatever, check your bodies out. Take a moment and just listen and breathe. I'm sorry, I was hearing something in my house. I didn't know what it was. Okay, but, we just have to just kind of meditate on ourselves for a moment. It is basically what I'm trying to say. You never know what's going on, and sometimes you just need that breather to de-stress, to have that moment. And I know for me, this is one of the things that I love to do is when I go to get in the pool, I meditate. That's my time. I don't care who's around. When I'm exercising, I'm having that conversation with God. I'm meditating with God. It's just so relaxing. That's my release. Other people find release in music. I love music too. But, you know, find that time for you when you can. And pay attention to our bodies. So with that, I'm just going to say I'm complete.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
I just want to say, I speak about something out there, phenomenal tonight. Breast cancer is real. breast cancer is real. You know, it's not only for the ladies. It's for the men, too. Mm-hmm. Breast cancer is real. And all the while you're in your bathroom, you're in your shower. You're in your shower. Always do a self-examination of yourself. Check your, and it's okay to fear yourself. You ain't funny. Let me clarify that. You ain't funny by feeling yourself, rubbing your breath. You ain't funny. You're not funny. You know, some people, you know, take that thing as in strain, but you're not funny when you're feeling your own body, you're feeling your breath,
yeah.
You're lifting your breath, you're lifting your arms for candles or knots and so forth. Check yourself before we wreck ourselves. You know, we have to do, you know, we go to the doctor, but then we is our own physician, too, of our own bodies, of our own self. So we have to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, because we can feel something. Amen. We can be in a bathtub, meditate. Meditating is excellent. It's extraordinary. But we got to do, as we go to the doctor, to have a physical exam and examination. Examine yourself. Feel your breath. Feel your whole body. Just rub your whole body all over. It's okay. And you ain't getting freaky. So you ain't got to be freaky. And it's okay. If you're freaking with yourself, it's okay. But check yourself, you know, from head to toes, from head to toes. We have to do a breath exam. We have to do personal exam. You know, check yourself before we wreck us. And I'm completed.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Amen.
We have to stop being so worried about what other people think and what is it going to look like. Mm-hmm. We have to take care of us, and I'm going to say we, because I'm in a situation where I probably didn't really have to be in, but I'm here where God has me to be. But we just have to take care of ourselves. We have to just stop worrying about what other people say, what other people think, how it may look to others. We got to care for us, because nobody's going to care for us but us. I just challenge everybody, if something's not right, whether it's the top of your head, the sole of your feet, your arm, your shoulder, whatever, if something doesn't feel right, please just go get it checked. Don't wait. I have been very bad at doing that. Do not wait. If you are Medicaid, Medicare, whatever you kind of insurance you're on, you own it for a reason, use it.
Right.
Don't keep that. Waiting, guys. We already bought a phone because we're African-Americans. So we already got everything against us anyway. So just, we want you around. We want you in life. You got people that love you and care about you. Just go get things checked. And I'm complete. And I thank you, guys, and I love you all so much.
Love you, too.
We love you back.
Love you, too. Take care.
Amen.
Well, that's the
have a good night. God bless.
That's what Kevin said. What are you doing? He said, you talking to other people? And I said, yeah, I'm actually on the podcast right now. He says, alive? I said, yeah. I said, say hey to everybody. And he was like, hey. I said, I don't know this. He said, hey, people.
tell him to come on here and talk about what he does, you know. Tell him.
Exactly. I said, "No, Mr. Kevin, you try. Come on, talk to us."
That part right there. Tell us about what you do and all that urgent care and all that good stuff. What's going on in the hospital? And just real quick, we want to say a prayer. To all those who are in the Permanente, you know which ones I'm talking about, that's all over the news right now, Kaiser Permanente. They've got like 75,000 people on strike right now. So there are a lot of people in hospitals right now who are not getting the best of care. And it's not any of their fault. So we definitely want to pray
for all those and all those hospitals. That God watch out and watch over them, and give them and provide them what they need. And this craziness that's going on right now.
Yes, God.
For everybody. Absolutely.
Somebody's truly going through something. I don't care how much
right.
you want to walk around and think your life is good and you're great. And somebody is going through something.
Everybody is going through something.
Right. And my something might not be as big as yours. Your something might not be as small as mine. But everybody is going through something.
Sometimes
you got to put you to the side. When somebody asks you how you doing, and they say, oh, well, I'm good. I got a little headache, but I think I'm all right. They do not need to hear about your headache. All right? That's not what they ask you. They ask you, how you doing? And you told them you have a headache. They say, well, how you doing? Well, I got a headache, too. And they don't want to hear about your headache. They got their own headache to hear about. So, you know, sometimes you got to be a little more considerate of other people's feelings. Mm-hmm. If I'm coming to you and I'm telling you I don't feel good, I don't want you going down the road with me. I don't want you to do that. Tell me something good at that point. If I say, oh, well, I'm in the hospital, you know, I don't feel too good. Oh, girl, you know, I may have to go up there tomorrow. I don't need you to tell me that. I'm going to be okay. Now, tomorrow when you get in the hospital, we'll talk about you being in the hospital.
Once again, we want to thank our guest speaker. We want to thank Queen. We want to thank Queen for pushing and pressing. Working the board tonight and joining us here tonight. Godspeed to help in better prosperity and getting back to what it is you love to do, getting back to the babies and the grandbaby and living your life. We want to send our prayers out to Mr. Tony, Mr. Tony, who's still with us. Get better, sir. Speedy recovery with you as well. We also want to send our prayers out to Vanessa Clayton on the hospital and then what she has coming up next Friday. If we want to send our prayers out to, once again, everybody in America, like Queen so eloquently put it, somebody is going through something, and we all have to be mindful of that. And once again, I'm just, thank you to Mr. Six, Queen Nye, of course, the 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court, our callers, everybody who participates every week, not only on the podcast, but as well as on our Facebook by, supporting us with their content and interaction. We appreciate each and every one of you. And as always, I'm just so blessed and honored to be a part of everything that we have going on with the squad, and just continue blessings to everyone. Stay safe. Do what you can do to stay well and to stay healthy. And like I say, so many good reminders tonight, but most definitely, check your body. You got to keep up with your own health. They want us to come, three or four times a year. A lot can happen in between those visits.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? So, like I say, it doesn't take nothing but a second. It doesn't take nothing but a blink. It doesn't take nothing but an instant for something to go downhill. So make sure that you take care of yourself. Like I said, you got, a lot of avenues now. Like I said, the technology is different. It's a lot better. Well, you can research. So like I said, if you feel something on your body, research. You got questions, research. Do whatever you can do to be as knowledgeable as you can yourself to understand what is going on with yourself. We understand doctors and we get all that. We understand all that. But it's nothing like knowing for yourself. So. And with that being said, like we always do about this time before we get up out of here, God grant us the serenity to accept those things we cannot change, the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else have anything else they would like to say before we get up out of here?
May I?
All right. Yes, you may. Absolutely.
Before we get out, I just want to say thank you so much, AJ. I tell y'all all the time how great he is. And this is enough to say that when things are great. My mom always told me that it's not the people that's there for you when you're up, it's the people that's there for you when you're down. And this man has, he probably couldn't take better care of me if he was right here. And so, AJ, I just want to say thank you for what you jumped in and taken over. Thank you for what you do so eloquently. Thank you for the love you continue to show me. We already know how you feel about the squad. But I know this last week, besides you and Mari, would not be as acceptable as it's been without you being there. And then holding me and pushing me and carrying me and telling me when it's finally time to sit down. Because I was finally told it's time to sit down.
It's all right, baby. It's all right.
It's all right.
Thank you.
It's all right. We got you.
Absolutely. You know, and me and you have had those conversations. And you know what I could tell you, but I ain't going to tell you. Because now you understand what I told you. I told you out of love. I told you from experience. I told you because I'm with you every day. And I know, and I tell everybody in the squad, I said it to Sixers, she just won't sit down. She just won't stop. That passion she has, that drive that she has, the phenomenalism that is her, it just won't let her. Just won't let her quit. And I say it all the time, she gets 3-4 hours of sleep every day, and she goes through it every day. And it just, it takes so much for her not to shed those tears, to put that smile on, to go and get up and face those kids and deal with all that's going on in the school system and all the new things and all the changes. And like I say, she's been there for Mari, all the basketball games and supporting her, and she's been there to uplift her. And, of course, we all know how she feels about the grandbaby. So we all understand what's going on. And like I said, it's just part of all who we are and what we are. So it is a privilege and an honor to know you, to be on this journey with you. And like I say, to know what we have helped to create the seeds that we have planted and to sit back and watch it just blossom into something beautiful and miraculous, you know. And, you know, I think the world of you, and you are really a phenomenal, exceptional woman, and I just want you, you know, do what you need to do, you know, to take care of you, get your health together. And like I said, you know, the squad got you. I know Asheville got you. Six Eyes Radio Network got you. And, you know, most importantly of all, you know, God got you. You in his hands, and he's going to take care of you. So you do what you need to do. You get better, and we'll be here, you know what I'm saying, to do whatever we can, support you in any way we can. And, you know, like I say, I got you. I got you.
Amen.
Just breathe, baby, breathe. You put that on a shirt, I promise you.
That's right.
That's one of my new things. I'll tell you, but just breathe. Just take a minute. Breathe. Just breathe. So, once again, thank you. Thank our guest speaker. Thank everybody, Six, the whole squad, Queen's Court, Queen Nye, the whole 6 Hours Radio Network, all of our callers, all the participants. God bless each and every one of you. And once again, stay safe and stay prayed up and keep the faith. Just know there's a lot going on trying to break us, trying to take us to the other side. You know, and we, like I say, we are the warriors. We are the ones on the front lines. We are the ones fighting the battle. We are the lights. We are the ones trying to be the ways for those who are dark or you know, their faith is swaying. And, you know, we have to be the rock. We have to be the shield. And sometimes we have to be the spear as well. So to your positions and your role, know them, utilize them, and save as many as we can. You know, God bless everybody.
God bless.
Yeah, good night,
everyone. Grab that.
And everybody stay strong and stay focused. Amen.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm going to take that back. We are not sorry. None of us are sorry. We apologize.
No, we're not sorry.
All righty then. You've been listening to another great episode of the Queen's Court, along with AJ and the squad, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Good night, everyone. See you next Friday. Good night, everyone.
Good night, America.
God made you
God Made You Special by Denise Williams. Good night, everyone. See you next Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.